Nolte, Corporate Media Mastodon Rebellion Against Elon Musk Fails. By John Nolte on January 12, 2023. Proving once again that they have no influence beyond their corrupt little tribe. The corporate media's open rebellion against Elon Musk at Mastodon is a total failure. When Musk officially took Twitter over and began instituting several long-overdue reforms against the site's breathtaking fascism and censorship, the fake media decided it was time to kill Twitter permanently and harumphed over to Mastodon. In a series of well-I-never that would have made Margaret Dumont cringe, one by one, America's leading liars, crybabies, weirdos, fascists, bigots, and groomer enablers, left in a snit to show that Elon Musk a thing or two about a thing or two. But no one came with them. There were about 500,000 active Mastodon users before Elon Musk took control of Twitter at the end of October. By mid-November, that number climbed to almost 2 million active users. The number of active users on the Mastodon social network has dropped more than 30% since the peak and is continuing a slow decline, according to the latest data posted on its website. There were about 1.8 million active users in the first week of January, down from over 2.5 million in early December. Wait. Daily users plummeted from 2.5 million to 1.8 million in a month? So people are actively fleeing Mastodon. Ha 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 ha. Losers. Oh, yeah, a social media site with Aaron Ruper, George Takei, and Jim Acosta sounds like a whole lot of laughs. A freewheeling good time, not unlike socialist summer camp. Best of all, you can count on plenty more of this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault narrative. A whole social media site staffed with humorless, uptight liars. Where do I sign up? Nobody likes these people. Nobody trusts these people. Joyless, dishonest, busybodies are not the stuff of revolutions. P.S. Twitter is better without these people, so let's not discourage them from leaving. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.